This is the Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews, public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world. Here's your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, I'm bringing back a returning guest, and I'll tell you what, I'm super excited. I think they have finally come into their own, and they're getting more and more and more buzz about their products and about their business savvy. We're talking no other than Pressure Biosciences. You can find them on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol PBIO. They were on the show back in July of this year. And with us today is the founder and CEO of the company, Mr. Rick Schumacher. Rick, welcome back to the show.
Ev, thanks for having me back. I really appreciate it.
You know, in 6 weeks, it's been about 6 weeks since the last time you were on the show, and there's been a lot of several exciting developments at Pressure Biosciences. Before we talk about these events, you know, give us a little bit of overview of what you guys are up to and what you guys are doing.
Happy to. As you know, the company's changed a lot in the last 12 months. We now have three revenue-generating divisions of the company. Our main division is what we started with a number of years ago, using high pressure in an instrument system that we sell all over the world. In fact, we have about 350 instruments that are in laboratories, research laboratories, in almost every continent and in some of the key opinion leader labs throughout the world. It helps them get to the cells and break open the cells and get the DNA, RNA, proteins, so important to get them out to try to find the next drug, the next diagnostic, the next therapy, next vaccine. So it has been heralded a number of times in about 150 journal articles from these gentlemen and women all over the world that are using it. So we're very proud of that. The second system is, and the third, actually, we're both new this year. The second is based on the patents, eight of them that we purchased about a year and a half ago when we purchased a company called Barofold. Using high pressure, we're able to work with companies that are developing protein-based drugs. 30 years ago, no drugs were protein-based. They were all chemical. Now, 22% roughly of all new drugs are protein-based, and that number is going to go up. So when the company that is developing the protein-based drug runs into a problem in manufacturing, pressure can sometimes help it. We own those patents. And the third area is a very exciting area that we call ultra-shear technology. It's basically an instrument system we've developed. We have two patents issued in China, we believe issued. They will be issued throughout the world in the coming year or two. And this is a system that actually makes oil go into water. We're able to make nano-emulsions again using pressure. So that's the company in a nutshell.
Well, you know, yesterday you guys put out a press release, and I asked you to come on the show to, you know, bring us up to speed on that. You announced that your PCT platform was identified by two prestigious research centers as pivotal for cancer biomarker discoveries and even the potential entry into clinical laboratories. Why is that so exciting?
This is you're talking about the first area of business, our pressure cycling technology or PCT platform. We have 15 patents that are already issued throughout the world in many countries throughout the world. This is the system I talked about just a few minutes ago that allows scientists to break open cells in a whole new way. We basically squeeze cells. Think about squeezing a sponge. Think of that sponge as a cell. We squeeze cells to get out all the amazing biomolecules in the cell. Others beat up the cell. They beat them up. But when you beat up a cell and you break the cell, you start beating up the things inside, the DNA and the proteins, and you can change things. So we squeeze them to the exact right pressure to break them. It's exciting because these are two of our larger customers. Each of these centers has six of our instruments. And a couple of years ago, we didn't have any center. You know, 3 years ago, they had more than one or two. Now we have these two centers that have six instruments. They're both working in the area of cancer. They're both using our system to break open the normal cells and the cancer cells for all their work. And they both publish independently, you know, within about 3 weeks of each other. It's kind of exciting. On the same topic, and that topic is basically in pathology. When someone has suspected cancer and they go in and take a biopsy, they take out a piece of tissue. That tissue can be broken into several pieces. One piece is what we call flash frozen or fresh frozen, and that's what they look at right away many times when the patient is still in the operating room. The other piece of tissue that they've taken in a biopsy. It gets put in formalin and other chemicals. Once it gets formaldehyde in it, it's put in paraffin wax. We call it formalin-fix paraffin-embedded tissue, FFPE. There are over a billion, Everett, over a billion over the last 50, 60 years or more FFPE samples that were taken from biopsies from individuals all over the world that are still good. The problem is, how do you go inside that system and pull out the proteins and the DNA that are there? Once you encase them in paraffin and once you fix them with formaldehyde, they don't change, they don't degrade, but it's hard to get them out. Both of these organizations, one in China, Westlake University, and one in Australia, Procan, part of Children's Medical Research Institute, came out with publications saying that they were effective in getting out proteins that were analyzable. They were in such a good grade they could use mass spectrometry to read the proteins that are coming out of these FFPE samples. Now, what does this mean? This means that we have a method that scientists can use to go into billions, hundreds of millions, maybe 2 billion samples. And those samples have the type of disease, whether the patient recovered or not, what drugs they were on, what their age was, what other diseases they may have had, what the outcome was. And without using the patient's name or anything, they have all of that information on those samples. So you could pull together, if you're a research scientist studying prostate cancer, you could pull together tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of samples with all that clinical history, and using the methods that these two groups have published on, go in there and pull out the proteins and start looking for what we call biomarkers, biomarkers of infection, biomarkers of recovery, biomarkers of continued cancer. So all of that is now very exciting to us because we have that machine.
My guest today is Rick Schumacher. He's the founder and CEO and president of Pressure Biosciences, Inc. You can find their company on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol PBIO. Rick, I want to ask you this. On August 22nd, you guys announced that you sold or someone purchased, gave you a purchase order to receive two of the BioShear machines. That being said, where are we at in that process?
So the BioShear machine is a brand new machine. We have patents filed on this, and this is a machine that we announced we were going into the CBD market with this machine. We have a prototype. We have videos on our website. One can go to our website and see the videos. And the biggest issue, as far as I'm concerned, and many, many people I talk to in the CBD industry, the biggest issue right now is that CBD comes out of the cannabis plant, the hemp plant, in an oil.
Right.
And all the products that are being made, Everett, are pretty much made with this oil. Well, you know, and I know what happens when we ingest anything with oil. We don't do a good job of absorbing whatever's inside that oil. We have made an instrument called the BioShear K45 because it goes to 45,000 pounds per square inch very safely. And what it does, we use Mother Nature. We break the oil that contains CBD down to tiny, tiny, tiny little nano oil drops. And they're so small that they disappear. They disperse in water. They disappear. They will be much more water soluble, much more absorbed by the human or animal body. And we also know that nano emulsions of oil are much more stable, and that the bioavailability, the ability to pull out what's inside that oil, goes up tremendously from like less than 10% to over 90%. So we're very excited that we just less than 2 months ago announced we're going into the CBD market with a whole new machine. We announced the first sale a week later, and then 3 or 4 weeks later, we announced two more sales. And I said to several people recently, and I say to you and your listeners, I have probably 30 phone calls I've made in the last 2 weeks, and I think only one person said, don't send me any information, and it didn't fit. They're a retail seller of cannabis products. We're talking to manufacturers. The other 29 said, that is very exciting. Please send me the information. So I continue to give the guidance that I believe that in the next 2 or 3 weeks, we will pre-sell all 12 instruments that we're planning to make, and then we'll have the sales. And I've already given guidance that our sales as a company will more than double by this time next year.
Rick, I want to change gears here just for a second and talk about a couple metrics. One metric, your stock's around $3 a share, market cap around $6 million, maybe a little bit under that, and your float is minuscule. I say that because most companies that come on my show that are on the OTC market are heavily diluted. They've got hundreds of millions, if not billions, of shares out there. What is your thought process of where you guys are at? And if you would, maybe just give us a little insight of your market cap and your stock price.
Well, as you know, Everett, this is my fourth publicly traded company. I've been running NASDAQ companies primarily. The first three were all NASDAQ. This company was NASDAQ till it fell below a dollar in 2012, and we were delisted. We're on the OTCQB. I run the company like it's a NASDAQ company. Our board is independent. Our audit committee is independent because our goal is someday to bring it back to New York Stock Exchange or NASDAQ. And my job is to look after the shareholders. And so I need to do everything I can. And diluting this company to millions or billions of shares is not taking care of our shareholders. I do everything possible to take care of our shareholders. I have a lot of shareholders that I brought in, you know, friends, family, employees, people I've met over the years that have come up to me and said, I'm an investor. So my job, my responsibility is to be fiscally sound and take care of my shareholders. So over diluting the company is not the way to go. And so I'm very careful on the amount of stock we give. I'm very careful on how we raise money. I look after it as if it is my own money, because that's my job. So hopefully I understand that a lot of OTC companies have really enormous numbers of shares. We have only 1.9 million shares out, common shares out. We have only about 1.4 million shares in the float. We do have about 7 million preferred shares, common share equivalents in preferred shares, from about 44 investors who have invested in the company over the last 5 years. And at this point, they're very happy to be non-common, to be a preferred share owner. Again, their value is about $250 a share, and they support us. Some of them continue to give us money if they call and we say, sure, we can use some additional investment. So they're very solid, good shareholders. And so, again, our job is to take care of them and our common shareholders. And I will do that to the best of my ability.
Oh, Rick, I will tell you this. There was a company that came on my show about a year ago. And the name of the company was Prodex, P-D-E-X. And at the time, I told the gentleman, the CEO of that company, I said, your company is very undervalued. At the time, it was trading at a dollar. I said, fair value of your company, $6. The stock got all the way up to $16. This is my personal opinion. Your company is valued around $3 right now. True value worth on it right now is around $7 to $8. That's my personal opinion. For my shareholders out there that are looking for different companies to invest in, look no further than Pressure Biosciences. I don't think you can go wrong, but that's my personal opinion. Rick, I want to thank you for coming on the show today. It's always a pleasure to have you on the show. And you know, I wish you nothing but the best.
Well, Abby, you know, I wish you nothing but the best. You fought a lot of battles. You've done a lot of great things in your business career, and this show is one of them. So I hope I continue to get invites every so often to come on. Thank you.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by La Jolla Media LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are for educational and research purposes. Stock Day encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them, or to seek the assistance of an investment professional.